Just a hiccup. Stay calm.
His heartbeat jumped into panic mode. He was trapped. Standing in the pitch darkness of the tiny box, his senses heightened by fear. Rule smelled smoke. The smoke scent was faint. With no electricity, the fan in the hanging prison wasn't drawing in air.
There's enough air.
Was the smoke increasing? Rule tried to ignore the wolf's panic. The man had to be in charge now.
I'll be okay. I need to think a moment. Wait, is this an attack on Cullen?
It didn't make sense. Why would an assassin who could wander around unnoticed knock out the electronics and start a fire to get to his target? Did he plan to pick off Cullen as he evacuated?
Or is the whole situation an illusion? Is such a thing possible? Well, I better deal with what's in front of me, and those doors look real. Better open them and see where I am.
As the doors opened, he found the elevator hung stopped between floors. He looked up. Not that in the darkness he could see much, but his nose told him the smoke was coming from that direction. Looking down, he saw equally little. The electricity was out everywhere, and the gathering smoke didn't help. He began feeling the wall exposed by the open doors. There were openings. He could get out. Both above and below, the doors opening on those floors had sprung open, while the interior doors to their cage hadn't. In other words, the tech was fucked up.
Magic surge?
Or something more intentional. Somehow, the sorcerer had disabled the hospital tech. He dropped to the floor, swung his legs off and out, and landed lightly. He was on the second floor. Nurses and others bustled, called out, but in an orderly way. He set out for the stairs at the end of the hall and started weaving his way through traffic. He had to get to Cullen's room. He reached the fourth floor and saw the smoke was much less here, and seemed to be coming mostly from the elevator shaft. And it was way too quiet. The hall that led to Cullen's room was dark, probably too dark for human eyes, though there was enough smoke to keep light from the single window from penetrating far, but he could make out two crumpled forms on the floor. There were voices, people calling out in fear, but they were few, and they all came from the far west end of the hall. The east side, where Cullen's room lay, was totally quiet. Then he saw the bodies.
Damn.
He ran to two of them 10 feet away and felt for pulses. They were alive, breathing, but what had incapacitated them? Whatever had knocked everyone out, it wasn't gas. With the air conditioning out, gas would have still been present. Rule might throw off the effects of such a gas much faster than a human, but it would still affect him. At the least, he'd be woozy. And he wasn't. A sleep spell, then. But not like any he'd heard of. Cullen's sleep spell was delivered through touch, not broadcast like a bomb.
Cullen.
Rule had to assume that he, Cinna, and Max had been knocked out. They'd be helpless if they weren't already dead. Rule quivered with the need to move. He held himself still a moment longer. Action without information was too often disaster. Vision was limited by darkness. Smell was hindered by smoke. He focused on hearing. Footsteps. Soft, barely audible. But he heard footsteps in the east hall. Someone walking, not running. Someone in athletic shoes or the rubber-soled shoes nurses often used. So it might be a nurse moving almost silently through the dark. Rule set off at a run. The red exit sign over the stairs came on. Maybe the tech was coming back. Once the level of magic decreased, it usually did. That glow made a difference. He could see the alcove that held Cullen's room now, and the man who emerged from it. Short, dark hair. It was too dim still to make out his features, but he wore scrubs. The light was enough for a human, too, apparently. The man saw him and took off running. Rule kicked it up to full speed. He reached the alcove and skidded into a turn. He had to catch the enemy. He also had to see, had to check on the others. The door to Cullen's room was still closed. A white plastic grocery sack sat in front of it, ghostly in the dark. Rule slid to a stop. The sack was knotted at the top. It bulged. The enemy had left it there. His eyes couldn't tell him what it held. Maybe his nose could. He bent.
No!
He snatched up the sack and took off like death itself was nipping at his heels. He tried to run smoothly, keeping the impact down, but every football thudded up through his frame, vibrating the package he held. Time collapsed instead of stretching. He hit the nurse's station a blink or two after grabbing the package, vaulted over the counter, ignoring the orderly trying to revive someone, and leaped onto the cabinets lined up along the wall. Crouched high on those cabinets, he drew back his cocked left arm and smashed his elbow through the window. His sweep of forearm sliced his skin as he cleared out the remaining shards. He looked out. Parking lot.
Yes, thank you, lady.
He hurled the plastic-wrapped bundle straight out as hard as he could.